USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pressure continues to mount on the U.S. FAA to ground Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft after two fatal crashes of that type of plane in 4 months' time, the most recent on Sunday in Ethiopia. Add former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's voice to the growing chorus of those saying they should be taken out of service here.
Until not only the Boeing safety inspectors, but the FAA safety inspectors, working in collaboration with Boeing, inspect these planes and can give 100% assurance that these planes are safe.
Nearly two dozen governments have now grounded those planes. Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's in a D.C. federal courtroom at this hour, as a judge will be deciding shortly what his sentence should be after pleading guilty to conspiracy and witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
One of the stars of the sitcom Full House will face a federal judge in Los Angeles today on bribery charges. Actress Lori Loughlin was one of dozens charged in a massive college admissions bribery case detailed by the FBI yesterday. It centers around nine coaches at elite schools around the country who accepted bribes from dozens of wealthy parents. Ed Sanderson is a college prep trainer not associated with the case. He says the tragedy is many students will lose faith in the admissions process because of these things.
They're working really hard, and they're like, hey, if anybody can cut the line and really just pay, write a big check to make that happen, what chance do I have?
A big heads up if you live in the central U.S. as an intense winter storm that meteorologists refer to as a bomb cyclone is threatening that part of the country today. It's rapidly intensifying, expected to bring blizzard conditions, as well as flood threats and hurricane-force wind gusts from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's been cleared of trying to influence a special election in Pennsylvania. The Office of Special Counsel saying in a letter on Monday that it found no evidence Zinke violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from using government resources for political purposes. Zinke telling CNN yesterday that false allegations can destroy the reputations of those who serve their country. Britain's parliament is scheduled to vote today on leaving the European Union without any deal for trading with the EU in place. The vote follows yesterday's overwhelming defeat of the Brexit deal that Prime Minister Theresa May had negotiated with the European Union. Many Brits predict a no-deal Brexit would be a disaster for the UK economy, disrupting food supplies, leading to medicine shortages, and creating chaos at British ports. If today's vote fails, as expected, members will vote tomorrow on delaying the scheduled March 29th departure from the European Union. And Volkswagen says it's boosting production of its electric vehicles over the next decade by 50%. Its CEO saying that VW will build 22 million electric vehicles by 2029, up from its previous target of 15 million by then. And remember to check out our website. It's online, obviously online, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.